Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 3rd, 2019, Day 3. Today's theme, can you see Satan's net? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 2, verses 7 to 12. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 to chapter 4, verse 11. Proverbs 1, verses 10 to 19. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, can you see Satan's net? When I received today's theme, it is very similar to what I received yesterday, which makes me tremble, something I have never thought of. The incredible thing is that I was enjoying yesterday's passage from Matthew, and I read more than it required. I read from chapter 2, verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 25, and not to chapter 3, not verse 6. So what I received is a kind of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, a kind of macro for these 3 days. And what I received today is the micro in the midst of macro. Goes well with the essence of my new book, Micro-Macro Discipling. Good. Yesterday, we talked about why very good no more. And my catch was one verse, and that is from Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When we ignore God's warning to do things God does not want us to do, the eye of our heart will be blind and we can only see things from our physical eyes. The bad thing is that our physical eyes always lead us into darkness, because when we do not have the Holy Spirit to open our eye in our hearts, without God's revelation, without Jesus is Lord, what we usually do is to allow ourselves to be the Lord, see people and things as a God. And to use our own angle and judgment to discern good or evil. But the truth is that only God can say what is good and what is evil. We as human beings cannot. That's why we always discern wrongly, no matter judging other people or things. We so often criticize someone before other people, saying, I know how to tell who is good or bad people. I'm quite certain that this guy is a bad guy. Oh, that's how we become a judge all the times of our lives, and yet we do not know. Do you agree? Well, the biggest catch today is also one verse. That's from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. This verse consists of very deep meaning for us to ponder on. It means the birds see how the bird catchers set the net, but they still fall into the trap. Why? Because the bait is too tempting. We as human beings facing the net set by Satan to Eve in Genesis chapter 3 verse 4, or similar net set by Satan to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 verses 3 to 10 of the money, sex and power. We often fall into those nets because they are too tempting. So the eye of our hearts would be blind. Jesus is no more our God. We do not have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we fall even to a place we might not be able to return. The word self or me control our whole lives, and we waste our lives in running here and there without any fruit. Now, today's theme is, can you see Satan's net? What is your answer? My answer is, I can't. I cannot see Satan's net as a human being. I can't because I might fall into Satan's net willingly. Because of that, the eye of my heart is blind. Would be blind. And I would rely on myself and my own physical eyes to live each day. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, may you shine on me each day that I know what are those things you ask me to do, and I do. And I do not do. What are those things you ask me not to do, and I do? Help me to repent and to be filled with the Holy Spirit each day, so that I can see those nets Satan sets for me, and that I won't fall into them. Instead, I will be able to experience very good and use my life to glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those obstacles to block you and blind you from having Jesus as your Lord and King, and you becoming a judge sitting on God's seat to judge other people? Number two, how can you truly be able to see Satan's net and not fall into it so that you can experience very good more each day? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.